Here we are, March 13th, '89. Just passed the occasion of your 90th birthday. So how do you feel?
How do I feel after my 90th birthday? No worse and no better than I did before my 90th birthday.
Yeah.
But I feel all right.
That means good or bad?
That's good. Yeah, I feel good.
Mm-hmm. What's your birthday?
The 8th of March.
1899. Right? 1899. I can ask you about your dad, where he came from, and what he did.
My father was born in London, England. And so was my mother. Born in London, England. And he was a tailor to start with. And then he finished up being a male nurse. You know, went around to houses and helped people being the male nurse. My mother was a maternity nurse. She was a maternity nurse, and she went to...
Like a...
And they had 9 children.
Like a midwife sort of thing?
Yes, like a midwife.
Oh, so she got lots of practice, I guess.
She had lots of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had 9 children, but 2 died when they were young. And the 7 of us grew up.
What did they die of?
I think one died very young, but a few days old, and the other one, I think she had a fall and then died of something. I don't know what, doesn't say anything, but what she died of. And my 2 brothers were killed in the war, 1914 war. And that had 5 girls. And my eldest sister was a maternity nurse too. And she stayed in England. She didn't come over here when we came over. My father came over about 2 years before we did. Then he sent for my eldest son, and he came over. They both got work in the CPR.
He sent
for
your eldest son?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
No, Jack.
You said your eldest son. Your
eldest brother. Yeah. And Bert was just the youngest brother. And their mother brought the rest of us over. I don't know how, but you know, it was paid by the Salvation Army, and then you have to pay them back, you know. He was not supposed to drink. Before we came over, he'd given up drinking. So he said, otherwise my mother wouldn't have come. But he met us, the boat. And a little bit tipsy. The excitement of being seeing the family was more he could take, I guess. And then we had to go into rooms for a while until we got flat. And gathered up a little bit of furniture, and we were off and running. I was 9 years old. I don't remember too much of the crossing because I was the youngest, and I just went with the rest. You know, your youngest just traveled behind. And
what boat did you come over on?
I can't tell you. I don't remember.
And what year would that be? You're 9, so you were 1908. That would that be a diesel boat or a coal steamer? Or?
No, it would be a passenger boat, but it would be a very, not possible by any means, and we would be in the steerage, you know, in the lowest thing, because we didn't have the money to come. But anyway, we got all here, and May got a job. That's the eldest one that came over. I guess Anne was the next one, and Bert went to school. And Anne was the next one to get her job, but she got more or less, she got the job. She got first working with somebody, you know, in the home, helping, looking after children and things like that. And then she got the job, and that's where she stayed. She was there a long time. Jack got married, and went up west after a little while. He went up west, and then he enlisted up in the south. Saskatoon up there, and Bert enlisted down here just as he turned 18, or 15, or 18, 18, I guess. Jack was killed as soon as he got over there because he was a sniper. You know, he was up a tree, and somebody saw him before he saw them. And they had a little girl, but the little girl died. And we never got, the mother, we never kept in touch with her until Quite recently, somebody sent us a picture of her. She had married again in England. She'd gone back to England. And she'd had no more children, so there's no family there.